for the question is, Mora says, Ohio. Apparently, Ramesh, I don't know why they was mentioned, the Nitziv, I don't know why they was mentioned. But he assumes the Trife, like the Rashbo and the Ramban, the Trife Nechaya means, and even with Samoni, he doesn't mention the Ramban in the contrary, because he says something else on Ramban. That he doesn't mention, I don't understand why he doesn't mention the Nitziv. I'm sure that the Ramban Feinstein is aware of the Nitziv, but he doesn't mention it. So then he has the Kashi, the Kashi asks the back to say that he can live. So Ramesh gives the same parrots that the Kresher gives. He says, in the course of the years, it's Nishtanater. The Kresher even asks a very interesting question. He says Nishtanater. So he says, how come Nishtanater? But that means, in the time of Matutor, it was Enochai. And in the time of Susa Talmud, it was also in Achayim. Now, between the time of Matan Torah and the time of Simcha Talmud, it was close to 2,000 years, over 1,800 years. Between Simcha Talmud and his days, the Prayer Shea, I think, was one of the first Rabbonim in Brisk. So he probably lived in the 18th century, the Prayer Share. In the 18th century, I mean, that's my impression, I'm not sure. So he says, since the Talmud and his days, it's only 1400 years. It's only 1400 years. So how come, he asked that question, how come that between Zman Matan Torah and Chassidus HaTalmud, there was no Nishtana HaTeva. And between Chassidus HaTalmud and his days, Zatir, as he says, we don't understand everything. So, there was a Nishtana HaTeva. That's what the Frisha says. Rav Meishe says the same thing. And Rav Meishe, of course, I mean that. So he says, even if we say that it's a basic fact in Chayim, we still cannot say, like the Orches Chaim, which is Shitas Yochim, since it's Nishtana HaTeva, so Nikvo Reya should be Ksheo. That we cannot say. Why? Because even if it's a basic fact, so it is, the criterion is the Eino Chayo Bisman Matan Torah. Like everything else, for example, in regard to Kriya Shema. So it's stolen Zman Kine. So when is Zman Kriya Shema? Gimel Shalim Be'ei, the fourth of the day. Why? Because there are Melochim to get up in Gimel Shalim Be'ei. Is that true today? I don't know whether there are such, whether there are any Oriental Melochim. There are some Oriental Melochim saying, I mean, I don't know. So, but this Zman, this statistical fact does not hold true today, but still no one could say, since the Derech of Melochim, like we say, or Queen Elizabeth is to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, I don't know what time to get up, but I assume that they get up before 9. So Mimele, this Zman Krishna changes. No one will say that. But is this man, it's then, and this Zman Kine, so is not a sinner. Zman Hodein and Laila. I mean, that's an essential fact. Zman Kine and Zman Shvei. Rishayim say that. The Ramban says that. It's an essential fact. The answer is, it's an essential fact as Zman Kine of people, not the Zman Kine of people in Heyalofim Tovshim and Bov. But the Zman Kine of people in the Zman of Matan Torah. Now, how is it that the Gemara mentions these Zman? Because that certainly is true. I mean, insofar as conventions are concerned, so there has been very little change between the Zman of Matan Torah and the Zman of Simchas HaTalmud, certainly in regard to mankind in general. So the Zman Kinyu is the same, but now the Zman Kinyu is different now. It's not Gimun Shorei B'yei. It's not Gimun Shorei B'yei. So still the din doesn't change, because the criterion, the essential fact is whether it is the Zman Kinyu, the Zman Matan Torah or not. So here too, the essential fact is whether it was an Eitalomus Bisman Matan Torah, not whether it's an Eitalomus. Now, the Prasher, I mean, Rav Meshe Feinstein doesn't even discuss all that, but the Prasher discusses all these points. Bisman Matan Torah. Now, even the question, why is it that it didn't change between Matan Torah and Chassidus HaTalmud, and it changed between Chassidus HaTalmud and now? Right. So in other words, so we can say, now, let's say, why did the Prasher have to resort to this terence? There was in Ishtana Teva, because the Prasher, well, he didn't know of the Nitziv's Pshat in Rambam, that Loi Chaya means without medical treatment. So he assumed, like the Rashbo and the Ramban, that Loi Chaya means even with some money, it's in a chayim. Even with some money, it's in a chayim. So the mele, so the kasha rose, so the kasha rose in his mind, so the mele, and this seems to be the basis of the Halishan Prefer. I mean, the Ramban says so. The Ramban says so in so many words. In the Rajbo, so the Astiras. So the Puntalis Tiras, on one hand he says that in Chayon is prefer because the Chachom had the Kabbalah that's in Chayon. So it's mashmah, it's not just the Simen. And then he says that the Chayon applies only to Chosa, not to Yeser, but still, Yeser is also prefer. So we can explain it that way, that it's not, it's more than a Simen, it's a significant fact. But it's descriptive of the seriousness of the Machlokes. So, since in respect to Chaseiros, it is fatal, some melee, Yiseiro is also just a serious Machlokes. Because of the Aloche, of Kol Yeser, Kinotodom. So, the Prasher had to give the Teretz, had to resort to the Teretz of Nishtanu Ateva, because he assumed that it's in a chayo even with some money. So then it appeared to be inconsistent with the Mitzvahs. So he said Nishtanu Ateva. And there is such a thing as Nishtanu Ateva. We'll see in regard to Une Divrode. So Rishayim says Nishtanu Ateva between the Zman of Simchas HaTalmud and Zman HaGaonim, that was only a matter of hundreds of years, not a thousand years. So the Gaonim and Rishayim say Nishtana HaTeva. The Gaonim. Before the Zman of Rishayim, so it was only a few centuries, and still they say about Une Divrode, Nishtana HaTeva. Nishtana HaTeva. So, some mele, there is such a thing. But why does the Prasher have to resort to it? Because he assumed that the Pshat in the Chayo is even with some money, as the Rashbo and the Ramban said. But according to the Ramban, and we said according to Rav Netan, so in the Chayo means without some money. And that shouldn't be strange. So the Nitziv says, in regard to Mum Kovua by Behime, that is possibly called. So the Gemara in Prasher says, what does it mean, Mum Kovua? If it's a Mum Kovua without some money, even though with medicines, the Mum can be Eveya, but as long as without any medication, so the Mum will not be Eveya, then it's not considered a Mum Eveya. It's considered a Mum Kovua and it's possibly called. If it can pass without medical treatment, without medication, then it's mumeiver. So here too, It can even be an essential fact. In other words, inasmuch as it's not the fatality per se that gives rise to the Chalishem, but the fatality, the death, the ultimate death, is descriptive of the seriousness of the machle. So as long as it is such a serious machle that without medication, without treatment, so it's destined to be fatal, so that's a very, very serious machle. And the Halacha Mishum Sinai declares it as treifa. So in other words, so we don't have to resort, according to the Rambam Shite and Ramatam Shite, we don't have to resort to that chiddush that the Prisher mentions and Ramish Feinstein mentions, that it's nishtana teva. Now then I saw something else in Ramish Feinstein's tshuva. I mean, I don't understand that. You see, Ramish Feinstein also mentions the Loshon Rambam and his Midayik. I'll tell you, I didn't know of the tshuva. I didn't know of the tshuva. I didn't see. I knew that Ramesh Feinstein has a tshuva. We discussed that, but I didn't see it because it's in the last sefer. So then I looked it up. Tshuva Lamtches Chelik Dalet and Yodei. So he said. So I see that he also is Meirer and the Loshon Rambam, the Shina Loshon. Yud Milcha Shvite Halacha Yud Beis and Halacha Yud Gimel Vein Lehisif Al Trele. So Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam says Vein Lehisif Al Trefe Seilu Klau Shekol Shira Lebhimo Lechayo Oy Leiv Chutz Meilu Shemonu Chach Medir Yisar Hashemi Vizkimu Aleim Vibotidini Yisrael Efshar Shetichye Vafloni Yalonu Midera Hofuo Shem Seifo Lichye. So in Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam discusses, I already mentioned it, but Ramesh Feinstein also is Meirer that the Chino Aloshin in the Dio Poshna Rambam, that in Halacha Yud Beis he discusses a case of a Mako that is not mentioned in the Gemara, is not mentioned in the Gemara. That's a cancer. Cancer is a very good example. Cancer, terminal cancer. Suppose the behemoth is terminal cancer, it has spread to the liver. And what do the doctor say? It's fatal. There is nothing that can be done. So he says, we cannot declare it a strefa because because it's chutz neilu shemono chach mediris or sheni v'iskimu alein boten in Yisrael efshar shetichye. There is a potential cure. We don't know it, okay? So 50 years ago, doctors didn't know for any cure for tuberculosis. But there is a cure. V'afil neilu mederach ofur shen sefer lichyeis. All the doctors keep on screaming, there is no cure, there is no cure, there is no potential cure either. It doesn't matter. We don't pay attention to the doctors. Because the Chachomim had a kabore that anything beyond the treifes mentioned here, so in the Gemara, so Mire di Badrle Samonechai. So there is. We don't know what it is. So here he argues with the doctors. In Aloch Yud Gimel, he doesn't argue with the doctors. Vichinelu Shemonu Lomru Shem Trefo. Afal Pishi Yire Bidarki or Fuo שהם יודעינו שמקצוע סמנו הם מיסים, ואיפה שתחיה, לציני כבר ראה, נולס כדאקטר, סלוטליו, קורסיקן לב. So the Rambam says, so maybe if, let's say, we give the behemo that is nikvah, the reya, we give a penicillin injection, and the doctor says it's cured and everything, maybe it should be declared as kshiyo. No, he cannot declare it as kshiyo. According to Achas Chaim, it should be declared as kshiyo. So he says, so the Rambam says, v'efshe shetich mien, אין לכל מה שמונו חכמים שנאמר על פי התורה שיאמר. But he doesn't say the doctors don't know. The doctors know. And there is a big difference. When doctors say there is no refuah, so that is typical of the arrogance of doctors. How can they say such a thing? I mean, a reasonable doctor will never say there is no refuah. He says we don't have any refuah. But he'll say someday we'll discover it. But when a doctor says that when the doctor says that nikvah reye is not fatal, that he bases upon empirical data. It's not that he just says a guess, because he knows of many people who had the perforated lung and they were cured. So we can't, you know, disparagingly ignore that. But we shouldn't pay attention to them anyway. What they say is right. But because these are preface on the base of Allah from the Sinai, chayo or not chayo. But the Gemara mentions constantly chayo, 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 chayo. It's a significant fact. It is a significant fact in the sense that without medical treatment, it will be fatal. At least with Mamat and Torah. And why should we say according to Rambam we don't have to say Mishnah? Because I'm sure that even today, if a behemoth or a person has a perforated lung and will be left alone, he won't go to doctors, nothing, he'll die. Then he'll die. And then the doctors will not even know why he died. Because he'll develop something else. He'll develop double pneumonia, he'll develop this, he'll develop that. But the basic cause was a perforated lung. But it was neglected. So the fact that without treatment, so it's fatal, that is descriptive of the seriousness of the matter. So in Melech, you shouldn't pay attention to the doctors. But he doesn't criticize the doctors. He doesn't say something. So Rav Moshe Feinstein notices that distinction. But then Rav Moshe Feinstein mentions the Rambam in Tzeach Shmiras Nefesh, so he says, "V'cholodom b'cheska sholim atcheyemru horefin shemizu amako uvada yamus." So I said that according to the Rambam, there is a big difference between the treif asodom in regard to the aloche or ha'irgis atreif poter. So that's based upon gavatire. So there, the nitalomus is the essence of the gabbatim. Not just the significant fact. That's the essence of the gabbatim. Why is the gabbatim? Why is sick? Even if he'll be sick all his life and he'll live the years of Mishisalach. So, but if he lives, he lives. He's not a gabbatim, you cannot say. It's a life of sickness, some male is a gavatele, chassi sholet. So there is a gavatele because he is natalons. And there is no actual cure. So I said, and I think, I say it again, I think it's mistaken like that, that let's say 50 years ago, if somebody killed the tuberculosis patient in the final stages of tuberculosis, when all the doctors said that it's hopeless, I mean, there is nothing that can be done, so he was part of this situation. Today, he'll be fine. So what the Chassid Sholem, the din of the Torah changes, Chassid Sholem. The Mitzias change, because 50 years ago, he was hopeless. Some maybe was a Gavik Taylor. Now, he's not Nicholas. Bintzias, he's not Nicholas. 50 years ago, Bintzias, he was Nicholas. Not Chassid Sholem, the din of Torah changes. The Mitzias change. It's also like Nishtana Teva. It's Nishtana Teva because of the cure. You see, the Priyashir mentions Nishtana Teva without cure. Or let's say, where the cure is effective, maybe his mama can tell it wasn't effective, right, whatever. But here, it's Nishtana because the Mitzias changed, because we have in our hands a certain cure. So 50 years ago, if somebody killed a tuberculosis person, so he was potter of Mrs. Best. Today, if he kills a tuberculosis person, he's high Mrs. Best. Today, if somebody would kill a person who has terminal cancer, he would be potter maybe 2 years later, and they will discover a cure. If somebody will kill a person with terminal cancer, he'll be high Mrs. Best. Rav Moshe Feinstein doesn't say that. Rav Moshe Feinstein said that when does the Rambam say Hachiyimu Arifin Shebevara Yomus, only if the Trefe has one of the Yitres Trefes. In other words, he has a perforated lung. He has a perforated lung or let's say one lung was taken out, you know, sometimes they take out one lung. So, and then the Reifin in addition, so it's Haseo. So, and the Reifin in addition, say Vivara Yomus, so then he's put out his best. But suppose he has a perforated lung and the doctor say that there is a cure, he can live. So then, since it's Ishtana Teva, so he's potter of, so his highness is best. But suppose he has, let's say, terminal cancer, it's not mentioned in the Yitres Treifes, even though the doctors say, Bivada Yomus, he'll still be high. I don't think that this is so. The Roshna Rambam doesn't tend to indicate that. In other words, that he says, Rav Moshe Feinstein says, that when the Rambam says, Ve'ini poter ha-chiyimru ha-reifin she-bizu ha-mako bada yomus, so the Rambam is reference to the confines himself to the Yitres Treifes. And the difference between the Yitres Treifes of the Heime and Gavre Tele is in the case where it is one of the Yitres Treifes, but it's Ishtana Teva. So vis-a-vis the Treifes of Behime, even if it's Ishtana Teva, but the fact that it was in a Chayav Bizmalat Mitor, that gives it a Shem Treif. But vis-a-vis Gavik Tele, even he was in Eitel Omuz Bizmalat Mitor, as long as it's Ishtana Teva, so he's not a Gavik Tele. I think this is a Deir. This is not what the Rambam means. The Rambam means that the treifa of Gavik Tele does not depend upon the local chance. It depends whether actually is an Italomus or actually is not an Italomus. And the term is standard. Why should a person, let's say, who has a perforated lung and doctors have no cure, be considered a Gavik Tele? And the person who has tuberculosis and cancer and the doctors say, and the doctors say that there is no cure, be considered a non-governor. I mean, why should it be different? I can't agree with it. But Remesha discusses the Shinra Loshin in the Torah. In the Torah. Now. I don't think it's worthwhile to start with more, but I want to mention a certain Rabbit in the Sefer. So we'll start with the more of the Daf Mem Hei tomorrow, Lineda. Nikaf Krum Shel Meach. Nikaf Krum Shel Meach. I knew that Rav Meishe had a tshuva, but I never saw it until a few days ago, the tshuva. And then, many years ago, about 4 years ago, Rav Meishe Feinstein told it to me, well, Pe, I mean, the senior of Mishnah Tavern and Gal Petraeus. But these things, that pshat in the Rambam, Tzirish Meres Nefesh, is a deich. Four in Shmini, Perigimu, I mean, that's the, it's Daf Nuno Mitbeis in this, is my Tereskiani. Daf Nuno Mitbeis, so you know. Otherwise, it's very hard to find. So, he says, and the Posik, Vibhemo Iso Techeo, in Shmini. Yochel, so this Sefer, it's not a Sefer, discusses the various traits. Yochel afilo, ochlo ha'defune is a certain kind of poison. Oisho ochlo ha'tzeas tamigelim, I would like to have the kuzari, if it's possible. Dafnun omud beis, Yochel afilo ochla ha'defune, that's a gemore at the end of Perikles Reifes. Mishne daf mchesam beiz, you know, it's like Achuzos Adam v'amushenes v'amtenenes v'shoch la'adufune v'shoch la'tzeyes tanigelim v'shoch la'smayim roim sheir. In other words, suppose there's a hemorrhage, the behemoth has a hemorrhage or smoked subjected to smoke v'amtenenes. She walked out, let's say, in the freezing weather, and she became a musukenes as a result of the freezing weather. Bishochla had the funet, it means she ate poison. She ate poison. Bishochla tzeest anegeli, or she shosas mai moroi, is ksheo. So that's musukenes. That's not right. So, the Sefer says, יוכל אפילו הוכל הרדפונה, או שאוכל הציאס את הנגרים, או ששוס הסמיים רואים, תלמלים הנבילו את ריף, מנבילו שאינו בסחיים, אף טריפו שאינו בסחיים, יוצא זו שהיא בסחיים. כל עצמי יוצא זו שהיא בסחיים, ואת מסיכנס? מסיכנס לצאי, ונבהימה תיק סיינאית. Somebody will give cyanide to behemoth. So, it's a misgenes. Everybody knows. Take cyanide, so you die. So, why did it say, Yotzezu shei baschayim? So, the Morgen Avraham wrote a long perush on a Yalkut name, Zayis Rami. So, that's a long perush. But here, in the regular Yalkut Shemeni, you only have the kitza, you know, like a Sifse Chachomim in the regular Chumashim. It's only a small portion of the Sifse Chachomim. So that's, but the one who selected was a big Yav. I mean, he knew what to select. He selected the most important parts of the Zayis Rami. The one who selected the Sifse Chachomim knew what to select. See, some people, you know, they write the kitza, they don't know what to select, you see. But he knew, the one who published it, probably Big Talmud Chochem, I mean, who selected it. So the Zayis Rami says, oh, Yosuzu, Shibashai. But it's a Misikenes. The Gemara calls it Misikenes. And the Gemara that from Zion and Chum says, yes, Sikashi, maybe Misikenes should be Asura. Maybe Misikenes should be Asura from Zion. Because Zoisa Chayo Ashateichu, Chayo Achel, Shin Chayo Loiseichu. So the Gemara says, no. So we see that ochl, that misukenes means it's neiter omus. So the Gemara says, no, it's not treife. Treife has a chison, but misukenes does not have a chison. So in other words, misukenes is also neiter omus, but there are two types of neiter omus. There is a neiter omus because of a malfunction. And there is an ital almost because of a chisong neida. So when is a treife? If it's an ital almost, machos chisong neida. But if it is an ital almost because of malfunctioning, not because of a chisong, so then it's not treife, it's misikenes, it's materas bachile. We only have to make sure that the behemoth is living by the end of the shrit. So he says, Shehiba, Yotzezu, Shehiba, Schaim, Ochla, the Fune, when the behemoth takes poison. Shein bo mako, rak she seif, hasamamoves lo miso. So how does he explain, Shehiba, Schaim, not that it's not Nekalomus, it is Nekalomus, but it's not Nekalomus, machmas chisore, machmas an organic diminution, but because of the malfunctioning, so then it's misikenes, and misikenes is not right. It's not right. So all those Rishonim who say that the Ein Chayo is the basic fact, but only if the Ein Chayo is grounded in an organic diminution, an organic defect, not if it's rounded in malfunctioning defect. And that seems to be in conformity to the Gemara Daflam Zayin, because the Gemara says that the difference between Misikenes and Treifo is because Treifo is Chaseo and Misikenes is not Chaseo. So this is how the Zayis Rami explains it. Now let's see the Eshkel.
Ay.
Oh, now, you know, it's page 58 in the Eshkalia, because it's very hard to find, you know, yes, no. So then he says, V'hoditna. Oh. V'amtsunenes. Oishoch loho defone, that's poison. Ich sehe es dann hier, und ich sage, meine Gulim, wie ich heile, wie ich auch der Gschero. Kiden, Scheine, Vareo, Mikul, Kolim, Dino, Kim, Sukens. Since there is no Kilko, Ivorim, there is no organic defect, only malfunctioning defect. So, Dino, Kim, Sukens. Wie in Tifar, Cheis, Kiden, Gschero, as long as it shows movements at the end of the Schritte, so that means you're still living. At the end of the Schritte, so is Kshero. So this is what the Zeitz Ran on the Mogen Avraham says is Pshat in the Safron. But let's see how the Raibet explains it. The Raibet explains it in some other way. Oh, Yochel Afilo Ordechot. Oh, Afilo Ordechot, how the Funit says, I get the Asuro Shainir. She'areinu Basrayim. Shesamamno v'samlo Talmud leima nevelo utreifo ma nevelo shein komeo chayo Pirish di mevadrele same chaye because there is a cure. But the Gemara Daflam Zayin says the difference between treifo and misikenes consists in the fact that treifo is chaseo and misikenes is not chaseo. So not because one is nitalomus and one is not nitalomus. It's not nitalomus, but because one is chisong and one is not chisong. One involves chisong, an organic diminution, and the other one, misikenes, involves a malfunctioning defect. So that's contrary to what the Raivet says. I think that the Raivet also agrees with Shlis Rambam in order to explain Raivet. As the Nisif says, that there are two types of treifas. There is one treifa that is based upon Halacha Moshe Sinai. All right. Even the treifa Halacha Moshe Sinai, so it's not just exercise, a cause of like paradum, it's a treifa. Even though, I mean, it's a polychias in every way, but it's treifa, it's just a cause of like paradum. No, no, it's not mistada. Because the Rishayim may emphasize the Deina Chayo, but it means that the Halacha Moshe Sinai itself is based upon the seriousness of the chisong. Seriousness of the chisong. Let's say, suppose a tooth is taken out from there. It's also a chisong, an organic chisong. But it's not so serious. But if it is the kind of an organic chisong that ultimately results in death, even without treatment, then it is descriptive of an extreme seriousness of the mach. Mestimsi is a mach. But even if it can live through medical treatment, it's still treife because of the Halacha Moshe Sinai. And then there's another treife even if it's not included in the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Like Nitalach Elyin. So there it's because of nature almost. So only if there is no cure, actual or potential. So the Raivet says that the reason is why Ochla Arvifune is not a treife, because Gemira lo, the Nidere Samone Chai. There is a cure for cyanide against cyanide poisoning food. Doctors today don't know. I think there are some cases. It all depends on what dosage of cyanide. So they can cure, I mean, if it's a minimum dosage of cyanide. But potentially there is a cure, no matter what the dosage of cyanide is. But But without Samanim, it's fatal. Some mail.
Yeah.
But Gemara mentions the difference between Misukenes and Treife, because Treife is Chaseiro and Misukenes is not Chaseiro. That's like a Zayat Ramshat. The answer is the Raiva, the Krizi, the Shiz, the Rambam, there are two types of Treifes. So the distinction between Chaseiro and not Chaseiro is in respect to the Treifes of the Aloch Mishne Sinai, Yitras Treifes. So they have a common denominator. The treifes of the Aloch Mishne Sinai, like Mikvah Reye, also can live with medical treatment. And still it's treife, and Ochlo Sam, Ochlo Adefune, is fatal without medical treatment. But with medical treatment it's not fatal. So why is that Mutares? So why is that Mutares? So the answer is, since it's not natal omus, it's not natal omus in any event, so mele only if it has a marker of chisson, and it, which is fatal without medical treatment. But if it's a marker of malfunctioning, not chisson either, so then, and it's only fatal without medical treatment, it's not a treife. But the question is, let it become treife on the basis of Ubrosa Basso, the treife is a chayu because it's natal omus. So the Rebbe says, as far as the other type of treife is concerned, of natal omus, so this is no treife altogether, because there is a cure, but we don't know. But if there hadn't been a cure against cyanide poisoning, then the behemoth would become a treife on the base of natal omus, even without chisson. That's the shita of the Rebbe. That's the shita of the Rebbe. And the shita of the Rambam is that even if it's natal omus, but without a chisson, it wouldn't become a treife, even on the basis of natal omus. And the Rebbe holds, no, insofar the treife Allah Hashem is Sinai, so then these have to involve an organic chisson, not a malfunctioning chisson. But the treifes of natal omus doesn't make any difference whether it is due to an organic defect or to a malfunctioning defect. So how the Ochla Alefune should be treife on the basis of natal omus? So the Rebbe says, Mirel Dimitro Samoni Chai. Now, it's late now, but you look up in the Kuzari, Maimar Gimel Os Mem Tes, you'll see that the Kuzari of Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi says the same thing that the Rebbe. It's interesting. Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi was a big long. He was Boki the whole Hadra Torah. You can see it in the Kuzari. He was Boki, he's known as Inshea, but he was Boki the whole Hadra Torah. Whole Hadra Torah, no name. In Maimar Gimel Os Mem Tes. So Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi says the same thing as the Rebbe. And Rabbi Yehuda HaLevi lived before the Rebbe. But he was Boki the whole Hadra Torah. And the Sefer HaEshkel says the same thing as the Zayis Ramah. The Sefer HaEshkel is also by the Rebbe. But the Sefer HaEshkel was written by the Rebbe, who was the father-in-law of the Rebbe Balasoges and the Rambam, you see. So he agrees with Shiva Saramba, but the Rebbe holds that in respect to the type of treife that is based upon natal omus, so it doesn't make any difference whether it involves a chisson or a malfunction. Okay, now tomorrow, Lineda will start that Gemara.
ופעם אומר מחציתו. כשמדבר רק מבחינת התלבשות זעד התפארת דרך ענפים, הוא אומר שמלביש לשליש תחתון שלו, כי זע אין לו חלק בשליש אמצוי תפארת דרך ענפים, ששם מלביש יסוד כנודה. אבל כשמדובר מבחינת עליית נהי לחגת, אין יכול לומר ששליש תחתון עולה לבי שליש על אלוהים לתפארת, כי אינו כן, מחמס שיש בייס בחינוס מסך לשים בתפארת. א' מצד הכלים, שמצד דם הוא עומד במקום הדבור, שהוא שליש תחתון לתפארת, בייס, הוא מצד האורוס, שמצד דם הוא עומד במקום החזה, שהוא בייס שליש לתפארת. וכדי שלא להעריך, הוא אומר סתם שמחציתו התחתון עולה במחציתו העליון, דהיינו בקו האמצוי, שהוא סיום של האורוס, עולים בשלישים תחתונים לתפארת על שליש עליון לתפארת. וכצפות ששם הוא בחין הסיום של הכלים, לרק השליש תחתון לתפארת על בשליש העליונים. באופן שבהתחשב שניהם יחד נחשב העלייה לבחינת מחצית תפארת התחתון למחצית העליון. מה שאומר שמחצית הוו שהיא תפארת דרך ענפים ניתנה לזה, אין הכוונה שזה מלביש למחצית תפארת דרך ענפים, אלא הכוונה היא כי חגת האב ואמא מבחינת קומת אב שהם משיגים לצורך העיבור לזה, יש בהם בייס בחינות. א', הם גימו שלישים התחתונים דל חגת שנשארו במקומם, לא עלו לגר. וכן הבייס היא גימו שלישי עליונים דנהי דערך ענפים, שעלו ונתחברו מהם ונעשו לחגת כנודע. ואומר שם שבכן העליונה מהם, שהם הגימו שלישים תחתונים דל חגת, הם לחלק אב אמא. אין לזה חלק בהם. והבחינה התחתונה מהם, שהם גימו שלישים העליונים דנהי, דרך ענפים שעלו ונעשו לחגת, הם הנעשים לגר דזה, שהם תלס מוכין חבד, מטעם שאין מוכין דזה נעשים אלא מנהי, כי זה כולו בחינת נהי הוא, אלא מבחינת נהי שעלו ונעשו לחגת, שאז הם ראויים להיעשות ראש. אבל אין שום מדובר שם מבחינת התלשות, כי זה ברור שאין זה מלביש אלא שליש תחתון לתפארת דרך ענפים, כנאו. מה הם בייז מיני התכללות הנבחנים בעליית נהי לחגת דרך ענפים? יש בייז מיני התכללות. הנים בעליית נהי לחגת דרך ענפים. יש בייס מיני התכללות בעליית נהי לחגת דרך ענפים. א', הוא בחינת עליית גימו שליש שעליונים דנהי דרך ענפים, ונעשו בעצמם לבחינת חגת, ששליש תחתון לתפארת נעשה לבחינת שליש עליון לתפארת של למעלה מחזה, וכן שליש עליון דנצח נעשה לחסד, ושליש עליון דהוד נעשה לגבורה, הרי שהם נהפכו מבחינת נהי ונעשו לבחינת חגת. ויש בחינת שנית של עליית נהי לחגת, שהם השלישים האמצעיים והתחתונים דנהי דרך ענפים, שעלו גם כן לחגת, וכן הם לא נעשו לבחינת חגת בעצמוסם, אלא רק שנכללו מהם, ועל כן כפלו, ששליש אמצוי דנצח נעשה חסד נצח, ושליש אמצוי דהוד נעשה גבור והוד וכולו. אמנם הם נשארו בבחינת נהי דרך ענפים, כלומר בבחינת וק דזה. למה פעם אומר שנהי דרך ענפים עולים לחגת דעצמו, ופעם אומר שנהי דרך ענפים עולים לחגת דאב ואמא, ולא לחגת דעצמו? נודע שיש בייס מיני התכללות של עליית נהי לחגת, כנאו בסמך. והנה, בהתכללות דמין ראשון, שהשלישים עליונים דנהי דערך ענפים עלו ונעשו לבחינת חגת בעצמוסם, הנה לא נעשו לבחינת חגת דערך ענפים, כי בעת עליית נהי לחגת נבחן שחגת דערך ענפים עלו לבחינת גר לצורך אב אמא, שבזה הם מקבלים קומת אב, Bashlishim Elyonim Dunahi Deir Anfim Nasula Hagat El Avima. The Hainu Gamken Hagat the Komet Av Davima. Ki Ir Anfim Eno Tsarich Laliazu. Ki Hu Yeshlo Esosphir Shlemos the Av Dama. It's at a mochin Hakavuim Lo Shalo. Bata Allah Yoter Vanasa Partsuf Achad Imatik Knoda. El Avima Hema Tzrichim Legard Oros Ulunahi Chadashim Lekelim Lekomot Av Yidei Shiyye Lehem Koach Lehot Ladot Neshamot Mitzad Mochin Hakavuim Betzilus Ein Lehem La'avima El Komot Sag Harei She'inyin Hitklalus Demin Rishon Hukulu Rak La'avima Vel Hitklalut Demin Beis Shehem Rak Hitkaflut Ha'sfiros Tachagat Im Sfiros the Nahi, Elub Elu, De Shaza, Shahu Bakinat Nahi, Mishor Sho, Yuchlal Gam came Bakagat, Neze Nasa Beir Anfim Gufe. So we talk
that there is a machlekes between the two Raivets, the Raivet Balaeshko and the Raivet the Balasoges, we'll call him Balasoges. So the Raivet Balaeshko was the father in law of the Raivet Balasoges. So the Raivet Balaeshko mentions the aloche of Ochlo or the Fune. Some that is Ksheo. So the Raivet Balaeshko says, Kizun Shein Vareo Mikulkeles Mikulkolim. Do you know Kim Hikens? Because it's not Chaseo. When do we say Eino Chayre? Straightforward. If the Eino Chayre is grounded in a chisom, in an organic defect, but if the Eino Chayre is grounded in a malfunctioning defect, then it's not real. That's the Gemara that Lamed Zion in Chum. That's the Raivet, Balaeshko in Hilchas Streifes, page 58. He is also called Raivet, he was the father-in-law of the Raivet Balasoges. But he's called Raivet even though his father's name was not David, you see. The Raivet Balasoges, so it's called Raivet because his father's name was David, Reb Avrom ben David. His father's name was Yitzchok. So why is he called Raivet? He was an abbezn, Navune, Chesne, the Rabbi Shel Raivet. So that's the Raivet Hashem, there are three Raivets. There is the Raivet of Ishem, he is the Mechaber of the Sefer HaKabbalah. That's like history, you know. But he was also one of the Ishem. There's the Raivet of Ishem, Rav Avrom ibn Daud. And then the Raivet Hashem is the Balaeshkel, Rav Avrom Barab Yitzchok, and the father-in-law of the Raivet Balasoges. And the Raivet Ashlishi was the Raivet Balasoges. Alright. So the Eshkel says that the reason as to why Ochlo HaVifune is not Reifo because there is no Chisong even though it's Netaromos. But the Raivet Balasoges in the Spirit of Tioskeni, I see it's not here, okay. So there is Dafnun there. In Parsha Shmini, so there he says, because Gmirlon Dimivadlo Samonechai. Now I said that the Rambam agrees with the Balaeshkel, not with the Shike of the Raivet Hashem. I'm sorry, the Rambam agrees with the Shike of the Balaeshkel, not with the Shike of the Raivet Hashem. How do I know? I mean, you'll see it in the Lashon HaRabbah. Ay. Turn to the Dalet Melchus Mecholos. So, we explained yesterday the Machlekes between the Eshkenel and the Raivit. The Eshkenel and the Raivit. I told Morgan Foreshes that the reason is to why Mr. Kennis, that one is I, the reason is to why Mr. Kennis is not a sore, because it's not Chaseo. But the Raivit says the reason is because it's not feeling it almost. There is a potential cure. We don't know. Immediately someone high density is the Raivit agrees with Shikas Rambam on one point, that there are two types of traits. There is the trait that is explicitly spelled out in the Posik, Ubosovasod Traitorisakhil. And there the British Omikho has reference to behemoth that was torn completely by lion, by beast, to such an extent that it cannot live. There is no cure, actual or potential. Tore up the internal organs, you know, the heart and the lungs and so on. So how can it be expected to live? So with all the therapy in the world, so it cannot live. So that is it painful? And then there is a lot of mentioned in Sinai that there are other markers, organic defects, not no functional defects. All the markers are organic defects, the trestrators. Organic defects that are fatal. Fatal in the sense that without therapy they cannot live. But with therapy, they can live, but since without therapy it is fatal, so mainly it's considered as a very serious mako, a very serious organic defect, and it gets halishentri. So according to the Raivet, this haloche that Trifo is based upon Chaseiro applies only to the type of treifo that is grounded in Aloha Rishon Sinai. But the treifo of Nitzel Lomus, so it doesn't make any difference whether it has a chisong, doesn't have a chisong. Then I said, Shikas Rambam is not like that. That even the treifo that is grounded in the Nitzel Lomus, in the fact that there is no pure, actual or potential, but only if the natal lomus is due to a chisor, not to a malfunctioning defect. How do we see that in Rosh Hashanah? I think it's almost explicit in Rosh Hashanah, if not mamish explicit. The Rambam turned to Rambam. פרדלת נורא חוז השורס הלוכה וו הויכל כזייס נוסע בהימו הויכי או היתרים שנטריפו ליקה שנמר ובוסו בסוד את טריפו לזכילו והכלב תשליחו לזה טריפו אמור בתירו זו שטורפו איסו חייס היה כי נערי בנומה וחייס בה וכי נאיף שטורף איסי איף אדירי, כי נאיץ וחייץ מי, ונתו יוכלי מה שטורפו איסו, ואימיסו איסו, שאימיסו הרי נבירי, ומלי מיסו מחמס עצמו, או ייקו ביסייר, ואימיסו, ושוב רערי ואימיסו, או אין מדבר על בשני טריפו ולא אימיסו. ואם הטריפו שלו מיסו עשו, יוכל עם בו זה בגור הרגדי ברגלי או בזנובי או באוזני וירוד אף אודם ויציל עם פי ויועשה שערי נטרף תלמוד לימה ובו סוף בסוד את טריפו זה היה קוצי that the moment that the, that the ferocious beast grabbed the behemoth, even though somebody saved the behemoth, it's already asura, because it was already caught. So the answer is no. What do you mean, Bosro Huyo Kalev? When it's Neita Lomus, so it's only, and it might die any minute. So the melee, it's only really Kalev. Ole Marito Shatrifa Amur Batero, Hishetofo Isi Chayasayar, Vishovro Iso, Vinota Lomus Vadainomis. It's interesting. The other Rishini mentioned Ligabit Russo, Eres, 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 Eres. The Rambam doesn't mention Eres. And I said that even the Rishini do mention Eres, but they do not mean Eres in the same sense as the Eres, the venom that is injected by a snake when a snake bites. Here it means something else. All right, the Rambam doesn't mention Eres. Holomarito Shatrifa Muro Bateo, Hishetofo Isechayas Ayah, Vishovre Iso, Vinotolomus Vadain Limeiso, Afal Pishe Chidim Vishocha Tokil Vishitomus, Ariza Asuro, Mishum Treifo, Hoyo Vi Efsher, Shetichye Mimako Zuhabor. So he mentions Mako, okay. But that's not enough. He is more expressed. Our ches. Nintzis loma chatiro osro hameiso bi anbelo. Bi osro hanite lomus machmas maikisel. Bi afal pi again machmas maikisel. Bi afal pi hadain loimeiso bi atrefo. Uchishem shalli tachli bimise bimeiso machmas atmo bin shenoflo o meiso bin shechonka chmeiso bin shidososo chayo borgoso Kachli tachli b'nit lomus, b'in shetofoso chayo b'shobroso, b'in shenoflo minagad b'nishtabo rifzaliseo, b'in shenoflo b'nishrasku ivereo, b'in shezorak bocheit, b'inokat libo irioso, b'in shebolo chili machmas atzmo, b'inokat libo irioso, o'ishi b'rifzaliseo, b'chayitzi ben hoil, Hoyo vineta lomus mikomo kemariz trefo. Ben shi agir is the boss of the dom. Ben shi obi the shamai. In kin lomanema vetero trefo di brakos obeik. Shimutima kin litos erleis shinito for bisode. If you are going to limit it to what is explicitly spelled out in the posset, then you say only if it was torn in the field, not if it was torn in the ear. Aber mitro bechotzo litosar, because that's inconceivable. Holomarito shinakosum dabe odei. Oh, then, halachetes. The Indian akosuf shehaneite lomus machmas makisel. Again, he emphasizes machmasel. The epsilon lichis machmakosu asur. Mikanomu hachomim za klaukol kishimeo chayotrepo. ובילו חשכית לסבר איזה חילה איזה ספרי ואיזה חילה איזה ספרי. וכן אחי תכנס על הרלוח. אחי תבוסו מלאכי מן התירי מהרי אוסו אבו איזה אבוסו טריפו. ואיך מנקזה איסלייקי משומך וטריפו. זה צמחלייקי ביטוין רבי יחן רשלוקי שם חול. אין חול. רבי יחן says that the love of the מלאכי applies to neither. Either consists of בוסו דין ועצומס. All the three elements. But suppose he cuts off from a living being a piece of flesh, not the neighbor, not the hind leg, the foreleg, but just a piece of flesh. Not bus, a neighbor by definition is bus or given by tzomis, a combination of bus and tzomis, just bus. So Rabbi Chishloki says that also comes within the love of Eva Menachai. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, that doesn't come within the love of Eiv Menachai. That comes, Bosom Menachai comes within the love of Treifo. And he passes to Rabbi Yechanan. V'chin achita Bosom Menachai menatei. Hari oisei ha-boso Treifo. V'eichel nimenu kazai yisleikim ishmechu Treifo. Shari boso ze mbeimo shol nishrito gulimeiso. Mal itofo yisachayo. מלכות קובסקין, מלי ביקולו, מלי במחצוסו. הרי לימי אובוסו בסוד את ריפה לא יסחילו. קידן שנאסיס, הבאים אובוסו בסוד הרי את ריפה. Oh, here he spells it out. That if it's misukenes, even though it's vada meiso, and there's no cure, but as long as there's no organic chison, so it's not a treif. Behemo shi chilo machmas tzosha shkeicho, vino tzolomus, hoyo vilo yiro macho beiva mureo. Since it's only a malfunctioning disease, not an organic disease, המסניסו הרזם את הורס, שלא יוסרו תירו לכם טריפס חייס היער, שהרי עושו בו מקו המסניסו איזו. So here, it's almost explicit. יש את הסרה. Not like the writing of Rasmus. That the aloche of chasero, that the Gemara mentions, applies not only to the type of treifis, that are grounded in Aloha Mishin Sinai. It even applies to the type of treif that are grounded in Neta Lomos. Only if it's Neta Lomos, machmas an organic chison. Not if it's Neta Lomos, machmas a malfunctioning defect. And Ochla defune, so there is no organic chison. They didn't understand. As a matter of fact, I inquired from the doctor, who is very knowledgeable, you know, in all the fields of medicine. I asked him, when somebody takes cyanide, does it affect any organic defect in internal organs? Let's say perforation or, I mean, any organic defect. He says no. No. So in other words, so that's why it's not a treifa. But according to the Haile Balasoges, if there had been no cure, actual or potential, so then it would be treifa. Because since it involves the treifa of Neta Lomos, so maybe it doesn't make any difference, chison or no chison. When the Gemara Dachon Zayin says Dapki, if there's a chison, that's in respect to the treifas of the Aloch Lomish Misinai, but not the treifas of Neta Lomos. Yes?
According to the Rabbi Balasagas, so if a treifa can be anything which even has a functional defect.
If it's Neta Lomos.
It's not a Lomos, so yeah. It kind of should be a treifa then.
No, because there is a cure. We don't know it. We don't know it. It's like tuberculosis 50 years ago. We didn't know. As a matter of fact, they do cure certain cyanide victims if there was a low dosage of cyanide. It dies, the person dies. You see, eat a piece of daemon. I mean, the person dies when cyanide is given to him because it interferes with the blood system. Now, let's see what Rabbi Alevi says in Sifat Chazar. It's very interesting. Very interesting. You're such a big lumber. Of the international decline arose, you know, the Yeshiva Talmud in Shanghai, you know, at the beginning of the Second World War. So all the daily Yisrael were consulted. So in which Rishonim did they find the clue and answer to this question in the Bala Moer and the Kuzar? Did they find in any other Rishonim? In the Kuzar they found. Meiner Schlichi, Ost Schmentes. he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yisif, of the Rif and Rabbi Yisif in Midash, Rabbi Galil. Can go over the whole thing too much. You have the same page, yes? I have it in page 116. It's Nesman Pes. Vazor is yirchak mehem, midli sheyeser eisom. K'moy bosa, kois means misukenes. And people say, shachtet, immediately. Because if you wait long, it will be dead. So that's muta. There is a middle sidis. I mean not to eat from it, but it's not raven. Asher hu muter, ba'avur sheini botuach b'mei sabimai. Why is it muter? Because it's not a vadai that it has to die. There is a possibility of cure. Uleimeir sheyema kiterapi b'hutro, ba'trefo sheniris b'reo asur, mitnei, שיש לו חילי מיימיס מבלי סופי, ולא יתוכן שתחי ממנו ולא יש תרפי. But there it is, ודאי מייסו, there is no cure. So it's like driving. It's like driving. Now, it's interesting, the same thing is mentioned by the cliché. In Simen Samach, in the Torah alone. Now, Simen Samach, in the tree, it's a very small thing. Achuzos Adam, the Beine has a hemorrhage, bleeds excessively, and it's on the verge of death. So it's Mutar Bachir, if you manage to shecht her before he dies. Vamushenes, if it was smoked. Vamtsunenes, if it was, let's say, frozen. Shaochlahabufune, the tsam, the tseas famigelin, upilpilin the samamovish of the image of my own shell. Ochlah samamovish of Odom, Kishanochos, Shinoshaka of Shaitim, Terrace, Mishin Freit, the Asurum, Shinsakos, the Forge, something else. All right, so the Frisch. How the 22nd line. Hushama Moves the Bay. Oh, you must be more than three governors of Moves of Bay. You cost a barrage ball. Bafro got the holy Christama Moves the Bay in Shiro. Chains well of Mr. Kenneth. Mr. Kenneth Shiro. The Gosem Yushi Kamkin, Mike, and Hodikos Rabin, and the Yu, Simon, and Olive, the Ochlo Houses. Chaos is something very sharp. After 3 days, so chaos is also a very strong thing that is like some, but one difference. Some doesn't perforate the intestines. Chalcis perforates the intestines. So then it's trefo. Lacha gim yom trefo. Vishane chalcis. Vivada yikad mineo. Vishim trefo. Avo ochlo. Salamodish al deimo yim shim trefo aleo. Vifshar shet sholoi tomas. So he emphasized. Efshar sholoi tomas. Possibility of the being that even if there hadn't been a possibility of recovery, of the cure, then it would be trefo. That's like the writing. Interesting. That's like the writing. Now, Rambam Perkhes, Nilkhashkit Awaha Rabimu, Lechi Oelien, Shemit al Treif, Avo Nito Atachtin, Kin Shinigma, Manikima Simonin, Vilineko Arezim Utsakas. So, the Chachmeluni inquired for him. Bishol Rabbeinu, the Chachmeluni Hukshole Kak, Bishol Rabbeinu, the Pichas Mishnemen. Behemo shnitl achayim treifa. Vi onu ban yoseinu lo yishomano ala yim aze bo yenira b'neinu kishim anitl achayach b'kosha chribusa ashmino apo kishe nira kiiko v'kol shkun lachayim v'heishi mitol asmonim lachatachte. So he says lecho elie in kubuao והחייתם הקבוע ביומיש מסרוח החי, הנכנסת ללב דרך הרי מנשימו, שתיקונס מן הפה, ואיסי הלכי אלינו מגג לחסיס הקונה, עד שתיקונס משפס הרוח, So he says the reason as to why he said that Mittel Acharyim is Trefe, because if the Latarian is removed, so the windpipe, the lungs are all exposed to the elements of nature. How can the behemoth keep on breathing with impunity for a long time? So she might die in a minute. So in other words, it's nature almost. Oh, but then, in Leisiva Atreifes, so he says, I'm not in Leisiva Atreifes, because the Mishnah implies it. The third Mishnah in Leisiva, when it says, Nitlech Tiatacht in Shero, so it thereby implies, Holech Yoedim is Treifes, because of Nitlech. The two is Chelik. Now let's see the Losh of the two. In Simon Lamedimon, the third line, Kosa Baramba, Nitl Akeleim Treife, Avon Nitl Atachdem Kishe Nifmam, Ada Simonim Veloi Nekro Hare Zemuter. Vami. Now let's few lines in Atalian, but Vigamani Tamo, the fifth line. Al Mashoosa Mitlachelli, Chidin Shane Mifuesh, Vichilehisi Falatraces Yeish. Mainly that date with the Hirsha Bitachtin, since the Mishnah says Mitlach the Atachtin is kosher, so it implies Holachelli. No, Michal ben Trefil Gupitz, the Kleine Chachmelunil, Isser Klaschmir and Apopis, Simonim Chuborum Bey, the Kolschenbell. Now the question is this. So the Rambam mentions, the Rambam was a doctor, he knew, I mean, something about Mitzias, and he mentioned the reason as to why it should be Trefil. Because if the Lachelion is removed, so the windpipe and the lungs are exposed to the elements of nature, and then it can breathe very long. So, and as far as English, it's all right, it's possible to explain it the way the Torah explains it, and the way the Rambam explains it. It's not when the Mishnah says, Mitlechi atachten sheo, it doesn't mean in lechatach. But that's the Lekatachti. So after all, the Rambam gives a reason, it's not just he gives a good reason. I mean, what is it? And the Tur is Chilik on that reason. He holds that even when the windpipe and the lungs are exposed to the elements of nature, so it still does not affect the capacity to breathe. It's not the stopper, but the tool with the chilik and the Rambam. This is a medical question. So the tool should say, because he doesn't interfere with the breathing. He doesn't say. So apparently, I mean, what is the tool should say? After all, it's not alone. It's not alone, because the windpipe and the lungs are exposed to the elements of nature. So now today we hear of transplants. Why shouldn't it be possible? I never heard about it, but I suppose it's possible. They are making all kinds of transplants. Why shouldn't it be possible to make a transplant in plastic by plastic surgery, to make a plastic lechi? I suppose it's possible. I never heard of it, but I suppose it's possible. So that's why the Torah is chilik on the Rambam. It's not Mitlach Elyin, there are two types of treifes. You Rambam, you say there are two types of treifes. One is based upon the first treifes of our Chodesh Kisiv. Of course, Nitlach Elyin could not be based upon the Halacha Mishum Sina, it's not mentioned in the Yitzchak Treife. But then there's another treife of Nitl Omus. Here it's Nitl Omus, but Nitl Omus means that there is no possibility of cure, actual or potential. But here, potential. There should be possibility. I mean, we'll see that the Gemara also mentions about transplants. Bisman Chazal they were transplants. Bisman Chazal they were transplants. People think today that Bisman Chazal, so all the people were stupid. I mean, the doctors didn't know it. You'll see that they used transplants. Bisman Chazal. Maybe in the medieval ages, so they were ignorant. But Bisman Chazal, so doctors did many things, big things, big things. Anyway, so that's why the Torah is chayik. That's why the Torah is chayik. So it's not question. So what's the Shittas HaRambam? So apparently, the Shittas HaRambam is the truth that if there is a potential cure, then it's not considered nigromos. Provided the potential cure consists in a therapeutic cure. You know, there are two kinds of cures. Sometimes it's a therapeutic cure. Therapeutic cure. Let's say somebody has pneumonia and then is given a penicillin injection. That's a therapeutic cure. But then, when you make a bypass, or you make a heart transplant, it's not a therapeutic cure. Of course, it's a surgical, and it's a transplant. What's the difference, I mean, between a therapeutic cure and a surgical or transplant cure? In a therapeutic cure, so the marker remains. And it's true, without any ponim chadoshis. But when you make a transplant, another key transplant, I mean, let's say in a bypass, most surgical cures, so you remove the marker. You remove the chisor. So the Shittas HaRambam is, it's true that the makye, that the treife, that is based upon Reite Lomus, so only applies when there is no cure. But if there is a cure, so then it's not Reite, it's not Reite Lomus. If the cure is a therapeutic cure, but when there is no therapeutic cure, actual or potential, but you can remove the chisor and you can replace it by something else so that it wouldn't be a chisor. In other words, it doesn't have the heart, so you put in another heart. Or you put in an artificial heart. Let's assume it is. So far, it doesn't seem. So then, it's a different kind of cure. It's not that the maki has a cure. The maki has no cure. But you remove the chisor. You remove the chisor. So then, it's not the maki of the shem nitalomus. If there is a therapeutic cure, so then it's not Nitl Omus. Nitl Omus means that it's fatal and you cannot cure it. But if there is no therapeutic cure, let's say in the case of Nitl Achel, there is no therapeutic cure. No injection will help it. it'll be exposed to the elements of nature. But you can replace it with another lech, a plastic lech. Or a natural lech from a person who just died. I mean, why shouldn't it be possible to, let's say, just as you can transplant a retina of somebody, of an eye, of a person who just died, and you transplant it, and then the other person they don't need will be able to see it. So why shouldn't it be possible to transplant a lechi alien from a person who just died? I mean, I don't see, I'm not a doctor, but I don't see why it shouldn't be possible. They do more miraculous things than that. I mean, to transplant a lechi alien from a dead person into a living person. So then it's cured. In other words, you remove the chisal. You substitute another lech. But as long as the organic chisal remains, it's fatal. So the Shitas HaRambam is, then it's not mafkia, the Shem Beit HaLos. If there is a therapeutic cure, let's say to an injection, a medication, so then it's mafkia, the Shem Beit HaLos. What kind of an HaLos is it? All you have to do is to give a certain medication, a tablet, an injection. But where a therapeutic cure is impossible, but you can make a transplant of another lechi, let's say plastic lechi, a natural lechi from a deceased person, whatever. So then it means that it's still metallurgical. How is it nitalomus? But you can cure it. But you can cure it by replacing it so that it won't have that organic chisson. But as long as the organic chisson remains in the organism, it's fatal. But there is a way to retrieve the chisson. But as long as the chisson remains, it's fatal. So that's not mafkia nitalomus. And the two is chilek. And the two shiti, it doesn't make any difference. As long as it's impossible for the behemoth, as long as it's possible, theoretically possible, and actually possible, you're not important. So, as long as theoretically it's possible to retrieve the chisol and enable the behemoth to live, so mele it's mafkia de Shem Beit HaLos. And according to the Rambam, when is it mafkia de Shem Beit HaLos? If there is a therapeutic cure. But if by living the behemoth in the state of organic chisson, it cannot live, but you can eliminate the chisson. It's not mafkia l'shem Beit HaLos. It's not mafkia l'shem Beit HaLos. That's apparently the machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah. Unless you can say the machlekes between the Rambam and the Torah is the machlekes in mitzvos. Whether transplant of ilechi is effective or not effective. And even if it is effective for a few months, but we know connection with heart transplants, sometimes a person gets a heart transplant and lives for a few months, and then the organism rejects it. Some melee, the English Rambam is that there is no effective transplant that will be effective for 12 months. Some melee, and the two assumes that there is. It's possible. But then there is a machlekes in mitzvos. But it's possible that the Rambam agrees with the two. That the mitzvos at all, I mean, a transplant of the lechi is not a transplant of heart. I mean, different. He's different. So, I mean, I'm talking, I really don't know. I mean, maybe it's audacious on my part to express an opinion on that. I didn't discuss it with any doctors. I didn't have a chance to discuss it. You can't discuss it with every doctor. Only doctors who are, you know, who are knowledgeable in all fields of medicine. Otherwise, you know, if a doctor specializes in one field, so something else that's not his field, you know, so you can test it. But there are certain doctors who are knowledgeable in all fields of medicine. So I didn't have a chance to discuss it. But so it could be that the Rambam also agrees that a transplant could make the behavior live. But still, since without a transplant, it couldn't live, so it's still considered tetralogous. When the cure consists, let's say, of a certain injection, a certain medication, so that means that it's not tetralogous. But if there is no such cure, but the only cure consists in making a transplant, so in other words, you remove the chisson, but as long as the chisson, the organ,